This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 216 for Friday, January 8th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger Friday, hitting fresh contract highs for the fifth straight day as bullish chart signals and fundamentals remained supportive. Canola was up $1 to nearly $8, the March contract up $7.80 at $664.60 per ton. Solid demand from both exporters and domestic crushers, as they worked to secure coverage in the face of a tightening supply situation, accounted for much of the continued strength. Gains in Chicago soybeans also provided spillover support, although soy oil posted losses. Canola is also said to be looking overbought from a chart standpoint. Ongoing strength in the Canadian dollar was another bearish influence, although the currency is a bit softer today. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were higher, while wheat was mixed. Soybeans hit new 6.5-year highs before running into some profit-taking at the highs, March up 19 cents at $13.74 per bushel. Expectations for downward revisions to U.S. soybean ending stocks in next week's monthly supply-demand report from the USDA accounted for some of today's buying interest. Ongoing dryness concerns out of South America also remained supportive, with the latest forecasts showing less rain than had earlier been expected. The USDA announced private export sales this morning of 204,000 tons of soybeans to China, and that added to the strength in beans. However, news that Malaysia will hold off on implementing increased biodiesel blending requirements did pressure palm oil and, in turn, soy oil. Corn, it was also up today with positioning ahead of next week's USDA report a feature, as U.S. corn stocks are also expected to tighten. The March corn up 2 cents on the day at $4.96 per bushel. However, news Argentina may reconsider implementing a two-month ban on corn exports did pressure values a bit. And corn also was facing stiff resistance, chart resistance at the psychological $5 per bushel mark. Wheat futures ended mixed with gains in Minneapolis spring wheat and losses in the winter wheats. Minneapolis up 6 cents in the March contract at $6.09 per bushel. Meanwhile, Kansas City down 3.75 cents in March at $5.94.75. Chicago wheat down 3.5 cents at $6.38.75. Next week's USDA report will include an update on U.S. winter wheat acres, with average guesses calling for a 3-6% increase in the acreage base on the year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, January 8th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.